Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are so many lessons that human beings could learn that are so beautiful and benevolent and awakening. And they are unique to each of you. Those here in the room, those listening later. They must be learned in a way that is appropriate for each and every life. There is no one grand lesson that everyone has to gather around and learn together. Instead, what happens is groups participate in energies that they start to recognize. And it's not the facts of what you learn, and it's not the list that you might write down. What you sense that puts you together into a cohesive unit is the attributes of love. And you feel safe and you recognize it. And that is the communication between light workers. Not that which you would call a belief system. I would like to say, stop calling it a system. Is love a system? And the answer is no. Is compassion a system? And the answer is no. Then your relationship to the Creator is not a system. It just is. But others will recognize the same energy that you do. Not in a system, but in that compassionate energy that surrounds all of you and makes you a better person because you are compassionate and loving to yourself, then to others. It changes all of the attributes of your expectations, but it's got to start at home. It has to start that place that you call you. And you've heard it over and over, forgiveness of self. It's not really forgiveness. It's an awareness of who you are and what you may not have to forgive. It's an awareness, again, of being born magnificent. And no matter who you thought you were, that is who you were as a child. That's what the child thought until they grew up and understood everything about compassion and love. The God that created you is you. I'll say it again. Made in His image is a phrase that so many have used in the past to describe the divinity in a human being. And the image is not the image of a prophet or the image of the face of God. It's the image of compassion. It is love. Made in His image means you are a piece of the Creator. The image of the Creator is inside you. That's magnificent. That's the engine that you start to use to create whatever it is you need right now. Solution to the problem you came with today? The engine is there. Solution to the health issues you have? The engine is there. We told you the last time we met, how are you going to instruct the engine to then drive forward and eliminate these things that you don't necessarily need to have that are inappropriate to your life at this time, dear light worker? Do you feel that your life is limited? Do you feel that perhaps it's going to be over soon? I will tell you that all of that thinking was placed upon you in an older energy, in a three-dimensional place, and somehow, some way, you have believed it to this minute, not understanding that made in His image means that you have control over the length of time you stay, and that nothing that is going on right now in your life is forever. That it can be moved aside today, tomorrow. You don't know what you don't know. And what you don't know is how powerful you are. The power is for you to change you. You're on the water, dear ones. This is the time. I want to give you some things you didn't really think about. There were a few astronauts a couple of decades ago that completely went out of the Earth's field of gravitation. And there were only a few. And these are the ones that flew to the moon. It doesn't matter whether they landed there or not. They were out of touch with anything that would ground them to the planet for a couple of weeks. And they never, ever got grounded. They never went to a port. And the fact that they were completely and totally outside of the Earth's magnetic field was significant. They were ungrounded, totally and completely. Now I want you to study a little bit of what happened to those men. One of them became an artist, another a poet, another spiritually minded to the max. It's all he wanted to talk about. Others didn't talk about what happened to them because they were very private. But they were so private they didn't even want to talk about the trip. Because each single one of them had an epiphany that they never expected. These are scientists and pilots and astronauts that were chosen from the finest ones, the logical ones, and they all were affected. For a few days, you get to be ungrounded. And I'll tell you that the energy in this place is ripe for change, discovery, decisions, solutions. I'll say it again, change, discovery, and solutions. Take advantage of it or not, that is free choice. I speak to the small group here. And those listening in the future, know this, that when you take these journeys where you're over and on the water for lengths of time, that these create wonderful creative times. And we've said it before, those who want to write books, take a cruise. Those who want to write poetry, take a cruise. Those who want to have solutions in their life that they cannot seem to grasp, take a cruise. It's almost an invitation for you to think differently. Accomplish things you might not have otherwise. And then when you return to the grounding, it all starts to make sense. And you look backwards to only perhaps a week or two before and say, I never thought of that. I feel different now. And it wasn't because it was a vacation, dear ones, any more than the astronauts took a vacation. It was something else. You with you, some of the greatest tools you can have. And so it is.